All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseball's the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Not supposed to do this is anymore.
I know, but you just did it by saying you're not supposed to do it.
We're just supposed to slide into it. Well, you recognize that theme music?
Okay. Let's get into the theme music, by the way.
This is Star Wars.
I know, and that's fine, and everybody recognizes it, and we'll all get it, because it'll make sense.
I hope today that you will be able to find the correlation between the theme music to Big Kev's episode number 74.
I know, Big 74.
The one without a title.
The one with no title.
I don't want to call it that. This is exciting. This is a Star Wars-packed episode.
How about... A Return to a Galaxy Far, Far Away. Is it too long?
Yeah.
How about just Galaxies?
Galaxies. Done. Episode 74, Galaxies.
So we threw it out there that we would like for the listeners to email us if they understood the title, Horse With No Name.
Okay, and you were able to sift through the dozens of emails we got and
find... We got no emails. So that leads me to believe...
You can't say we got no emails.
Sure I can. It means nobody got it, and your name was stupid.
I don't think that we should say that we're not getting no emails.
Well, we get
in regards
emails.
To this, we didn't get any. In regards to our Serenity contest, we got hundreds.
Okay. We did?
Yeah, we'll get there in a minute, though.
Okay.
We'll save that for the end of the news
segment.
So
maybe the people out there, the listeners, the fans, were just laughing so much at the fact that you didn't get it that they didn't feel... that writing in would help you understand.
I don't think that's it. I think you are the singled out one in this case. The tables have
turned. Did they write in?
For this one thing.
Did they write in and say, we don't know what Kev's talking about? Kev's crazy? We don't understand any correlation? Or did they not write in because they didn't want to explain it to you?
You see it how you see it.
Well, but I'm wrong.
I have some news for you guys, because you are both my pawn in this instance, because I checked the email, and I deleted any email that pertained to either Matt not knowing what's going on, or Kev challenging Matt.
Why would you do that?
So you guys would be at each other's throats, and eventually kill each other, like spy versus spy, and then I would take over the show!
You know what, fantastic. That's I think true. That the clothing that you're wearing is way too provocative, and perhaps you should leave the studio and go put on something more appropriate.
Is it available at McDonald's? Because I'm going
it
there.
It might be.
What about the Serenity contest business?
Oh, you want to do that now?
Well, why not?
All right. Well, we had
apparently they emailed by the thousands in for this contest.
I don't know about the thousands. Definitely.
In the tens of tens.
In the tens of tens. No, we did. We got a good group of people who responded to the Serenity contest, which is good for our first contest. I think we were kind of testing the ground and testing the waters to see if this would be good for us in the future, and they proved themselves. So I would like to say that one Neil Breyer.
Neil Breyer.
Would be the winner of the Serenity 2-disc special edition. Neil, I will be getting in touch with you so I can send it out.
We will be sending him the Serenity 2-disc special edition that's recently come out. Congratulations, right. Neil.
Yes, congratulations, Neil. And look for another contest coming to the Big Kev's Geek Stuff website soon. But let's move on with the news.
I was in Canada.
Okay.
For that whole segment?
Sometimes I think that, yes.
No.
When were you in Canada?
I was in Canada this past weekend.
And what, pray tell, did you do in Canada?
I went to the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Ontario.
Was it nice?
Forsooth.
Yes, it was very nice. And I met a few people there, and I just wanted to mention it.
Okay, mention away.
I met Graham Greene.
Okay, if I knew who Graham Greene was.
Now, listen, you do know who it is.
Okay.
He was Kicking Bird in Dances with Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
He was also that Indian guy who got killed. I mean, Indian, like American Indian.
Right, feathers.
Right, who got killed in The Green Mile.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
That guy, Graham Greene.
Oh.
He was playing Shylock in Merchant of Venice.
Very nice.
And we got to talk to him and hang out with him a little bit afterwards, and it was very nice.
Cool.
However, as exciting as that is, I also met Brian Bedford.
Do I know who Brian Bedford is?
When you hear who Brian Bedford is, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant stage actor.
Okay.
Right? He played King Lear in a production of King Lear that we saw there, and he directed it also.
Wow.
Now you may not know him from his stage work, which is too bad because he's fantastic, but you would know him as the voice of Robin Hood in Disney's Robin Hood.
Oodalolly!
That very one.
Very nice.
So Liz and I got to talk to him a little bit afterwards. He was very nice, very happy that we came such a long distance to see him in King Lear.
Sure.
And it was a good time.
Very cool. Wow, that's pretty cool. Oodalolly, oodalolly, golly, what
a day. They have weird money. I just want to say that.
Did you meet anyone else or no?
No, I met other people, but I mean, those are the two kind of big people.
Right.
I met.
Well, when Matt went to the King Tut exhibit, he expected that King Tut would be there. Did you meet William Shakespeare?
No, nor did I expect to meet William Shakespeare. However, I got a feel for the man through some of his plays. So
you feel me, man?
That's not nice, rubbing salt in my newly healed tut wounds.
Yeah, you'll meet him in the afterlife.
Rubbing salt in his pharaoh.
Wait, what? All right, let's get on.
Okay.
With the news. The purpose of this portion of the show.
Episode 74, Galaxies.
Galaxies. Tobey Maguire may or may not be donning the Spidey suit for Spider-Man 4, but it looks like he will be crawling inside of a giant robot for a newly in-developed Robotech film. Bloop. Nothing? I know. You're a Star Blazers fan, and that's where it stops, right?
Robotech?
Yeah.
I didn't know the Robotech and Star Blazer fan were at odds with each other.
It's not
they're not
that,
but
it's just
but
that
Kev's
whole
anime
thing.
That thing? That whole wild eyes.
It's not only Star Blazers, but I am not a fan of
overall.
Of Robotech or
you did like Akira.
Gundam or any of that.
You do like Miyazaki.
I like Princess Mononoke.
You do like Princess Mononoke.
Yeah, I like some. I'm not
you
a
liked
fan
Trigun.
Of that. I can't kind of like Trigun. More design than story.
Okay.
But that's not the point. The point is that I'm not a fan of Robotech. I don't know why they would try to make Robotech into a live-action flick. They've already done one called Robot Jocks with an X.
Because movies with giant robots are the in thing now?
Crash and Burn.
Hello. Nice.
They are? What's a movie with a giant robot? Oh, right.
Oh, I don't know.
Transformers.
Speaking of which, Transformers coming back to IMAX Theater September 21st. And according to Mr. Michael Bay, the man behind the film, it will have an additional 2 minutes of never-before-seen footage. I hate that shit.
Wow, 2 minutes.
I hate that. Why even bother us with 2 minutes of footage?
It's 2 minutes you've never seen.
Fine. I mean, I'll probably
it's a selling
go see
point
it,
to get people to
excited,
shell out $20 to go see it at IMAX.
But anyway,
Star Wars news.
Uh-huh.
I'm focusing on Star Wars news more
of course
or less
you are.
Today. The Force Unleashed video game is coming out in the spring of 2008.
Okay.
And in it, well, yes. We haven't discussed it yet. It takes place between Episodes 3 and 4,
okay,
when Vader is just sort of youngish Vader. And you play the part of this secret apprentice that he has.
Okay.
And you go around doing his bidding with these massive force powers and lightsaber and stuff, and it looks really cool.
What console will it be for?
Every console imaginable. Xbox 360, PS3, PS2, PSP, and DS.
Okay.
Oh, there's one not on there.
Well, yeah. The Wii.
Yeah. But you don't care about that anyway.
No.
But... Well, as a matter of fact, fantastic.
Yo.
They are developing a lightsaber game for the Wii.
Let me tell you who does care about the Wii.
Who?
The 9 million people who have bought consoles since the launch of the system. Now, what's important about the fact that 9 million people plus have bought Wiis is that Xbox has only sold 8.9 million units and PS3 only 3.7 million units.
Ouch.
So I'm not ashamed to say that I think that Nintendo may be, at least for now, back on top of the console wars.
Yeah, well, you're right. But I don't know what I have to look forward to, really. Smash Brothers?
Yeah, I don't know what we have to look forward to either, but I think it's pretty impressive that Xbox 360, which had been out at, an entire year and a half prior to the Wii being launched, has been outsold by the Wii, and PS3, it's almost a third of how many units have sold. That's kind of sad.
It is. Metroid Prime Corruption came out,
and it's
Super
badass.
Mario Galaxies. Speaking of galaxies,
yes.
But it's Galaxy.
Yes. So I haven't played Mario Galaxies, but Metroid's pretty badass. I like the Metroid game. But while you're talking about Star Wars and Lucas and stuff like that, why don't we briefly talk about, or at least mention the fact that the new Indiana Jones film does have a title now.
Ugh.
Do you not like the title?
No.
Why don't you like the title?
Because it's silly.
Let me say what the title is. How about that? It's Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yay.
What about it don't you like?
It doesn't... I don't know.
I had this conversation with someone the other day. The conversation was that it's a silly name and that it's a dumb name, to which I responded, is it any dumber, in all honesty, is it any dumber than the Temple of Doom? That's a dumb name. It's a great movie, but really, the Temple of Doom?
I think it is dumber than that, but it's not as dumb as Indiana Jones and the Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So it's not that bad.
I don't know. I think that it has a certain amount of camp that goes along with the style of film that the Indiana Jones movies are. And I think that it's appropriate. And I don't find anything wrong with it, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Just not stirring me.
I'm scared. I don't find it inappropriate like your friend. But I'm a little bit, what's the word?
Gay?
Gay?
Worried?
Worried.
Well, look, I'm not saying the film is going to be spectacular. I'm just saying that it's going to be called Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I mean, that's kind of where I'm leaving it at this point.
It's all we know.
That's it.
But that is fact. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a rumor real quick. And that would be that there is some speculation out there that Heath Ledger is going to return in the third Batman film. So what does that mean? Means obviously the Joker doesn't die at the end of the second Batman film. In addition, they're talking about what other villain they'll introduce to the franchise, and everything that's circulating around right now that I've seen outside of Two-Face would be Catwoman. So I think it's rumor. I think it's a bunch of internet hubbub, to be honest with you. But
well, I think we
it are, is what it is.
My bet, my money is on the fact that we see Two-Face in this film.
Oh, I think we will see Two-Face in this film, no doubt. What do you got there, big negative?
The the new Clone Wars cartoon, which will be premiering in fall of 2008, will feature 3D animation. This is, of course, more Star Wars news. Star Wars,
right.
CGI Clone Wars. There will be at least 100 half-hour episodes produced.
What?
So that's what they're saying. They're
Did
committing
100?
100 half-hour episodes, 50 hours worth of programming. For those of you who are math challenged, I went ahead and did the math there.
I can't wait for the DVDs to come out. It'll be 5 episodes per 20-disc set, and there'll be 70 companion documentaries about how they made each episode.
Yep.
Kev's going to have to devote a whole shelf just to that.
They're going to that. Exactly. They're going to... there's going to be... characters that we know and love, and there's going to be brand new characters
as well. Of
course,
there's always brand new characters.
It's going to be very exciting. I, for one, am not looking forward to this.
No? Oh, no. I like the trailer a lot.
I mean, I'm sure I'll watch it. Maybe it'll grow on me and I'll like it. But I loved the short form ones so much that it kind of bugs me that they're trying to, you know, not trying, that they're going to go this angle. It really bugs me.
Now, I like the short form ones also, but
you did say that these are going to be, and you said it like you've never heard the term before, 3D, right? So these are computer graphic,
right? CGI
animation. Is there any indication on how detailed or the quality or the art style or anything like that is going to be? Is it going to be more photorealistic or more liberties taken like there were with the cartoon?
Well, about 20 episodes back, or however many episodes back it was, back when Celebration had come around, we actually saw a small trailer, and I think we talked about it on this show.
I wasn't listening.
It's a little, well, duh. It's a little cartoony, but I like it. It is definitely an animated style. It's kind of a cross between, I think, the Clone Wars style and, I don't know, a CGI style. I mean, it's like a mix of the two, but I think it looks pretty good.
Dave Filoni, who is one of the guys over there at Avatar: The Last Airbender that we've talked about.
Right.
Ad nauseum here. He's the guy who's going to be in charge of the direction of the series.
Okay.
So I think Avatar was really well presented. So, I mean, in that sense, I think it's going to be. It's just the fact that they've decided that CGI and 3D animation is really, you know, so groovy and everybody wants to do it. So that is kind of where they're focusing, rather on focusing on the fact that the original Clone Wars series has a lot of fans, and it was really good, really groundbreaking stuff. So different from Star Wars properties up till that point. I just think they should have picked up and went with that.
Well, like other Star Wars properties, they decided to take something that was working very well and that a lot of people loved, and then flip the format.
Okay.
So what?
I think you're starting to get a little into your Star Wars Galaxies rage.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to.
And I want you to hold off on that.
Okay, I'm holding
till the second segment.
Okay, I'm holding.
Because I think I may have a solution, but we're not going to talk about that now. Okay. Let's move on. What else do you got?
Okay, let's talk about the fact that we've been hearing so much about this Wolverine film that's potentially in progress. That's going to happen, but when's it going to happen? And apparently, it does begin filming in November, so we can expect to finally, probably hear and see a little bit more going forward, which, you know, that's good. We like that. In addition, we know that the Magneto movie is going to be moving forward very shortly as well. Finally, we have a little bit more solid. I think they're talking about potentially Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen being in the film, in the front end of the film and the back end of the film. And I think the middle, the meat of the movie will be a flashback. So it'll start off with present day Professor X and Magneto. Then there'll be some sort of flashback, and it'll be Magneto's life and him coming to be Magneto and all that stuff. And then at the end of the movie, it'll go back to.
So are you telling me that there's going to be a different actor playing both of them in the meet in the middle?
Well, I think that it's going to be a much younger Magneto, and Ian McKellen is much older.
There's one thing that I won't be able to stand is that crazy CG doctoring that they did to make them give them facelifts.
Yeah, that was creepy. Not the whole movie. It was
no,
just
I know, but
flashback.
To have that for the whole movie.
I don't think they're gonna do that. That would be just bizarre.
No, from what I'm reading and from what I've seen online, it seems to point the finger that they will only be in these opening and closing sequences of what is the current script in progress.
Well, isn't that a little awkward considering the fact that Professor X is supposedly dead?
Depending on where it takes place in the timeline, it could take place before the first X-Men film.
I guess it could.
I mean, you know.
Maybe that's how they handle it. He comes back in a different body.
Maybe.
September 23rd, you're going to want to mark your calendars so that you can watch the Family Guy Star Wars special. It's an hour-long episode where the power goes out in the Griffin house and Peter tells the story of Star Wars, and we see flashbacks reenacting famous scenes from New Hope with everybody in the cast playing different parts. Peter as Han Solo, Lois as Princess Leia, Chris as Luke Skywalker, Brian as Chewbacca, Meg as the compactor monster.
Of course. Isn't Quagmire in there as 3PO?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Quagmire and Cleveland will be 3PO and R2. Stewie, of course, will be Darth Vader. And old man Herbert will be Ben Kenobi.
Who's, oh, no. Who's going to be Chewbacca? Did you mention?
You hope you go.
Is it only going to be A New Hope?
Because... Oh.
And what's the date on this again, Kev?
November 23rd, he said.
And Brian is going to be Chewbacca to answer your question. So September 23rd, thank you.
Oh, right, September.
Okay.
So it's only going to be New Hope, right?
Yep.
So there's no Lando Calrissian.
Nope. No. They're saving
that for
future.
Because I think that's one of the funnier gags from Family Guy.
Is Joe in there at all? Did they mention Joe?
I don't know. No, I have no more information.
All right,
I can't wait. Playing...
I got to set the DVR for that.
What? Yeah, it should be very funny.
All right. So Kevin McKidd, who you may know from HBO's Rome or from the new NBC show Journeyman, is currently in talks to star in the Thor film. Now, when asked about his role in the film, he seems to be straying away from the Thor role and more into another, perhaps, supporting role or villain role. Of course, no one will say what that is, but...
I think he would be flat-out awesome as Thor.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think he would be perfect as Thor. I don't know. If they're looking for him to do something else, who in the hell are they going to get to play Thor?
Well, the only other person that I've read that expressed interest was Tyler Mane. Had said he'd be interested in playing the role of Thor. And while Tyler Mane certainly is a large man with long blonde hair, I don't know if he has the acting chops to lead that particular picture.
Yeah, I would much rather see McKidd play in that role. Isn't it funny how those guys from Rome are now both ending up in Marvel flicks?
Good for them. That's what I say.
The other guy, Titus Pulo, is playing the Punisher, right?
Yes. Hmm. Yes. Do you have something else, or am I going on?
You can go on.
While we're talking about Marvel movies and while we're talking about leading men who can carry a Marvel movie, fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk a little bit about that Iron Man trailer.
I saw it yesterday.
I think it looks outright amazing.
It looks awesome.
All of my fears for that movie, I think, are being squashed. I mean, and that trailer is still really early. I think they're talking about like a May 2008 release, if I remember correctly. So you're talking about a good chunk of time away, and to have a trailer that's that polished and looks that good.
The only way I can try and explain it is that Fantastic Four, to me, when you saw that trailer and you saw those stills, looked like it was clearly going to be just a glossed over media blitz superhero movie.
Yeah.
But when you see this trailer... And you see, it's not so much the production quality, but the decisions that they've made to put certain things in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Like number one, a particular song.
Right.
Number two, show you how he gets injured at a certain part and how he kind of has to use his resources to craft the first suit.
Yeah.
It's like a real movie.
Yeah, a good storyline. It looks like a good supporting cast. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, I think both suits, both Iron Man suits that you see in the trailer, you see the Mark V and you see the current suit.
Mark I, rather.
And then the current suit.
It's a Mark V.
I think they look great. The scene with him flying at the end.
Don't ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Oh, come on. The trailer's been online. By the time this episode's online, the trailer's been online for well over a week.
Okay, it's awesome. It's really what I pictured when I was reading Ultimates. Mm-hmm. It's very much out of that. It's almost like he's a jet man. You know, he's got jets on his feet and on his hands, and they show him flying with two jets, and he's kind of outmaneuvering them. And then, of course, you know it's coming at the very end. He's flying through the clouds, just gradually increasing in speed, and then sonic boom, and he has a little bloom around him. It's awesome.
Yeah,
and Robert Downey Jr., I mean, he's funny in it, genuinely funny, and it doesn't seem like those lines are even written for him. He probably just came up with those on the spot, and it works.
Yeah, it's...
Well, we've said that it's the most inspired casting in Hollywood history.
You've said.
And I'm right.
I do. I really look forward to that movie. Every time I watch that trailer, and I watched it like four times now, I'm really looking forward to that movie.
And me.
I watched it three times in a row.
Yeah.
On my Xbox Media Center.
Yeah.
You can download Apple trailers using the Apple trailers script, and you're right there. And they're huge, and I had them on a big TV, and it looks awesome, and I did it three times.
I'm going to remain skeptical. I'll be the one in the room who remains skeptical.
What a surprise.
I was going to say, they're breaking those
It's a Marvel movie. Why don't you use history as a guide?
Well,
Ghost Rider,
as a guide tells me that
Fantastic
the first
Four,
one,
no,
potentially
has
Fantastic
some...
Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Okay, but what about X-Men and Spider-Man?
What about them?
But the first two.
What about Daredevil and Punisher?
What about them? They were good.
All right, Punisher was good, but nobody liked Daredevil.
I liked Daredevil. I liked Punisher. I liked the first X-Men.
What about the
film,
first Punisher movie?
Spider-Man. You can't count the old stuff.
What about Elektra?
What about Dolph?
Elektra was bad, but Elektra
is
the Fantastic Four.
Okay, so you're saying that
they have good ones and they have bad ones.
What about the Hulk?
The Hulk was a nightmare.
Okay, so now take that into account. What movies have done well?
Spider-Man, X-Men, Punisher did good. Daredevil didn't do good.
Punisher didn't do so well either. But the point is that their movies lately, including the third Spider-Man and the third X-Men movies, which were subpar, in my opinion, to the previous two that came before them.
They were.
Ghost Rider was subpar. FF was subpar. FF2 was subpar.
I think that a lot of those movies, though, suffered from poor casting choices and poor director choices. And I think a movie that's being directed by Jon Favreau with Robert Downey Jr. as the lead male...
I understand.
I think it's going to be really
I understand
good.
Your position.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm remaining skeptical so I don't get hurt.
You're a negative Nancy.
I'm not a negative Nancy. I am protecting myself.
And Kev shies away from commitment once again.
All right. That's nonsense.
Why don't we talk about something else in development or that's almost in development? It's in the final negotiations of pre-development.
Okay.
Something that we've all wanted for a really long time.
And it's called Pop Gun Volume 1 from Image Comics.
No.
It's going to be $29.95 original graphic novel trade paperback that's coming in November. Is that what you're talking about?
Not what I was talking about.
You've got to be talking about it. 400-page with all kinds of short stories in it from all the great comic names. Mike Allred, Eric Larson, Andy Kuhn, Corey Lewis, Jim Mahfood, James Rich. Really, I really know like three of those names. And these are all kind of short story anthologies. You might know other anthologies of the type, like Flight, which is on its fourth volume. But Pop Gun Volume 1 is designed for people who have never stepped into a comic book store, who don't read comic books. To, as they say, infect the mainstream is what they're saying they'd like to do. One of the editors, Joe Keatage, is saying that he'd like to infect the mainstream with these stories to get people into comic shops who normally wouldn't go in there. And it's great. You're going to see guys doing all these little individual stories that they've wanted to do. Some are a couple of pages long. They kind of stand alone. They're going to reprint just a couple of little things. One of them that you may be excited about, Matt, probably not. But it's the first appearance of Frank Einstein, which is, of course, as we know, Madman, from the pages of Creatures of Id, where he first appeared in black and white. They're going to go ahead and reprint that, and they're going to color it. So it's going to be an interesting thing. Also, Andy Kuhn's Mexican Wrestler Funnies, which is very, very funny, very popular. They're going to reprint that in this volume as well. And Pop Gun Volume 1, like I said, $29.99, 400 pages coming late November from Image Comics.
Are you going to be selling these?
Thank you for...
You would think so.
Thank you. No, I just think it's really exciting that they're producing a product that they hope will bring non-comic readers into comic shops and into the world of comic
books.
That
is an excellent product, and it is something that we support
thank you.
On this show.
We do, and I want to thank you very much for that nice lead-in to that story.
That's not where I was going.
Where were you going?
I was going with discussions between Joseph Kosinski and Steven Leisberger. For the next Tron film, a project that actually looks like it may come to light. It's not Tron 2.0, the video game that we know and didn't love.
Some people loved it.
Some people did love it. No, we are talking about, they are actually talking about doing the next chapter in the Tron storyline. Steve Leisberger, who co-wrote and directed the original film, will be on there to help produce. And Joseph Kaczynski is the gentleman that's looking to currently direct.
Will the famous internet celebrity Tron guy be in the movie?
That I don't know.
You know of this guy, right?
I don't know this guy.
Oh, God. Okay. It's a very out-of-shape guy who's built his own suit out of a full-body leotard.
Oh, no.
And some neon paint and other
I'll have to find him online now.
Okay, I want to say that they've been talking about a Tron sequel for 20 years.
They have been.
And I don't believe not a single word of it.
Well, I think this is the closest it's ever actually come to potentially happening.
That's,
I
mean, what we thought when Tron 2.0 was coming out, and everyone's like, it's a new movie, it's a new movie. Even Jeff Bridges is like, well, I don't know, but I heard some stuff, which was a lie. And I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe Jeff Bridges. I don't believe Bruce Boxleitner. If he has something to say, I don't believe him either. And really, can you have a Tron movie without Bruce Boxleitner?
I'd like to rename this episode as Negative Nancy.
No, it's not being negative.
Can we call it Negative Nancy?
It's not being negative. I am presenting an opinion that is
negative,
my own, and it is guarded, and I'm being self-preserving here.
Okay, let me talk about something I know you'll be excited about then, so you can have a little bit of positivity.
I'm going to cut you off because I know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me about Scott Beatty's DC action figure archive hardcover.
I certainly was not.
200-page hardcover, 600 full-color photographs talking about the most comprehensive history of the DC of DC action figures ever been produced.
Fantastic. Did we receive some memo about product placement and generating revenue
that
through
what's
the
coming
show?
Out. LA?
If we did, I may have deleted it along with the other emails that I deleted.
I'm just saying that that's what's coming out. I'm very excited about that. I thought that's what you were leading me into.
No. I was going to tell you about, although I know you know a little bit about this already, the Master Replicas Force Effects Construction Set that's coming out towards the end of this month. It looks like this is a kit that Master Replicas will be putting out. My guess is to get rid of or a last hurrah on the lightsaber license before they fully lose it.
So it's essentially a build-your-own lightsaber kit.
Yes, a Force Effects saber kit. From what I understand, and don't quote me on this, but you will have the option to build a variety of different sabers from hilts to color of the blade, I believe, is...
How are they going to do that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing the blades are lit up using different light schemes, so
magic
in
crystals,
the hilt.
Dude.
You put a different color in the hilt, I
the
suppose.
Force.
I don't know. Is that what, a force crystals? Actually, I don't know. But at $99 and Master Replicas putting their name to it, I have a lot of faith in it. I mean, I've been very happy with the lightsabers that they've put out in the past. I don't think I've ever been unhappy with their stuff. Even before they were putting out the Force Effect sabers, their first go at sabers were really, really nice sabers. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited. I've always wanted to build my own anyway, so this seems like a good way to do it.
I'm very curious to see how it turns out.
Me too.
It's got to be good. They don't make bad stuff.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Master Replicas, very high quality, much more gooder stuff. A few weeks back in an episode of Entertainment Weekly, for those of you playing along, this would be the one with Jodie Foster on the cover.
That was,
The September 7th issue of Entertainment Weekly. A little something in there I thought that maybe we should at least mention. On the last page of the magazine, they had the five least intimidating TV superheroes of all time. But I thought at the very least we should mention them. And then, you know, and then
our own Mr. Fantastic made the list.
And then, yeah. And then Kev can comment on them.
Can I guess that one?
You sure can.
Is the greatest American hero on there?
Ooh,
of course it is.
Ding, 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 ding. He's number three on the list.
Are we guessing? Is that how we're going to play
sure,
this?
Sure, if you want.
But only if you haven't read this yet, you cheater.
Oh, well, in that case, only you can guess.
That's really all the guesses I have offhand.
Okay, so number five on the list is Mantis.
Now, see, I liked Mantis. I liked that show. I mean, I just didn't like the guy who played Mantis.
It was a goofy show. Now, was Mantis based on a book or anything like that? Or was it developed just for the show?
I think it was developed just for the show.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Was this? I don't remember this.
That was in the 90s, around the Flash era. I think he was a spinoff of Flash.
Oh, was he really?
I think. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I thought he was a spinoff. Was he a spinoff of Nightman? Or I don't know.
I don't know.
One of those bad 90s superhero shows?
Yeah. Nightman or whatever it is. But so Mantis is number five. Number four was Electra Woman.
Electra. Oh, would that be the Deirdre Hall?
Sure.
That was that. Yeah, that would be that
I don't
awful...
even remember that. What show is it?
It was Electra Woman.
Is Electra Woman was actually the name of the show?
That's a pretty bad show. Oh, she had a sidekick, God, too, like Dinah Girl.
Dinah Girl was her sidekick. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay.
They made figures of it, though.
Did they really?
Yeah, in the Sid and Marty Krofft figures that came out, like maybe 3 years ago. I think Dinah Girl and or at least Electra Woman, I think, was one of them.
Well, number three, we already mentioned, The Greatest American Hero. Number two would be Manimal. Nothing.
I don't. Here's what I remember about Manimal. Okay.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of a neat concept. So the guy's kind of a private investigator, I think, and he can
he was a college professor or something like that.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was a private.
He worked in a school.
All right. Well, whatever he was, he kind of had that James Bond looky feel type to him, and he could change into any animal he wanted, except mostly those animals were a Black Panther and something. I can't remember what the other one was. And those are the only two transformations they ever showed, and they had kind of the same background when they did the transformation. But if he changed into any other animal, it was off camera.
Yeah.
So he would walk off and then walk back on as a zebra or whatever.
Some stupid shit.
The other thing about that show that I remember, do you know who the co-star was on that show?
Not a clue.
Melody Anderson.
Was she really?
Who played the lovely Melody Anderson, who played Dale Arden in the Flash Gordon movie.
It's true.
Flash Gordon movie. Flash Gordon movie recently released on DVD. I wonder if there's
number one on this list of the least
examine that disc again.
The five least intimidating TV superheroes of all time. Captain Nice.
I don't even know.
I don't even know who the hell this dude is.
I think he's made up for this list.
But it's like the little picture. He's in black and white, and he got like a little like Lone Ranger mask on, and he's got a cape.
Does it say anything about
it? Says, first of all, the name doesn't exactly strike fear into the hearts of bad guys. The fact that he was afraid of heights doesn't help either. No fucking clue who this dude is, but obviously he's terribly unintimidating.
I guess.
And that would be all that I have for them.
I'd like to point out something. You know that I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do this today. I'm going to recommend that everybody go out and pick up the latest issue of Toy Fair.
There is some fancy stuff in there. I'm not going to lie.
Episode issue 123.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone else notice that Hasbro is doing a lot of advertising?
Well, they're desperate.
In the trade publications?
They are desperate.
Let me tell you.
Hasbro now. All right.
Star Wars ads aside, which I think are cool.
Hasbro now has the four of the biggest toy licenses out there.
I'm not really talking about the Star Wars ads because I think those are cool.
Right.
They're now starting to come up with ads for their Marvel stuff.
Of course.
That they're pushing really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've been talking about the fact that 6 inches back was their big announcement at San Diego Comic-Con, which I couldn't help but laugh and then scream, no, 6 inch never left. You did, and so on and so forth. A couple of reasons you'll want to check out this issue. They do have pictures of the latest Marvel Legends release that's coming up, which I'd like to point out. I think there's some cool stuff in here.
Okay.
The lineup includes Black Bolt, who has a variant, a flat black variant.
Of course there's a variant.
Well, of course, because it's Marvel Legends, they have variants. But we shouldn't say that because DC also have variants.
That's right. I know.
He's going to have his black suit from Silent War will be the variant. Daredevil in his yellow costume will be the regular figure.
Ooh, well, now that's pretty exciting because I still don't own a yellow Daredevil in my collection. So,
but the red costume will be the variant.
That's an interesting choice.
I agree.
You think they would have went with that 90s? Was it the 90s? That black and red?
Oh, with the metal on the... Ugh. Yuck. Nova.
Yeah.
Who we know is getting a lot of play right now because of the Annihilation storyline.
Right.
Tigra, who is an Avenger who is so old, barely people remember in the 80s.
Is that the first time she had a figure, Tiger? Did she have a figure in the...
No, she might have had... She might have had a 3 3/4 yeah. a four inch figure.
There's one particular Avengers West Coast issue I have that features Tigra on the cover that sticks out in my mind.
You have a comic book?
Was she half naked or something?
Punisher. The Punisher that they're putting out in this particular wave, which I'm not going to tell you what the wave is, what they're going to be calling the wave until I tell you who all is in it. So that said, it's kind of based on the Tim Bradstreet style.
Okay, well, that's good.
The rough looking big dude t-shirt, you know, and a gun. And he's gonna have a variant also, which I think is a little awkward.
Okay.
He's kind of like jungle wear, and he's got the green face paint on, but the skull painted on his face.
Yeah, it's like War Journal.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I just thought it was a weird choice. Okay. The new beast from Astonishing right. X-Men, the cat-like beast.
Right, meow.
Right. And I think that comprises...
What's the build-a-figure?
It's, well, that's kind of the point of contention, really.
Okay.
The build-a-figure...
Uh-huh.
Is Nemesis, or as he was originally known, but you can't put out a toy called Holocaust,
right?
From Age of Apocalypse,
yeah.
So they're making a huge. Apparently, he's really big.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, and they picture him in the toy fair with the canopy sort of up. Right, I don't know why they chose to picture him that way, but they did. He looks fantastic. He looks as good or better than the 4-inch version that they put out right. some years ago. I think it's an exciting character, and it's a great build-a-figure.
Okay.
So bravo to them.
So where's the butt?
No butt.
Oh, okay.
What are you saying, that he's negative?
No, well yeah, but he said that he was good. I thought there was a butt in regards to the title of the line.
I don't know. I'm kind of liking these Marvel Legend toys.
Wow.
I don't know.
Complete transformation.
Look at him, he's smiling.
Two packs.
I've never seen that before.
A couple of Marvel 2-packs coming that you need to know about, particularly OG. Marvel Girl in her original
right.
60s costume will come packed with a new Cable.
Oh, okay.
Also in the 2-packs will be Cannonball and Domino.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I know. These are some interesting pair-ups. And those are going to be Walmart exclusives.
Of course they will be.
I believe. But Toys R Us, not getting left out. They're getting the Black Queen.
Oh.
Jean Grey as the Black Queen.
Huh. That's interesting.
Which I think is very interesting. And also, Diamond is pursuing a blue Ultimate Wolverine. And basically, the Ultimate Wolverine that they've just done in black,
yeah.
but in the blue suit.
Okay.
Which is not so bad. Fantastic Four Legends. I'm just going to roll through these.
Okay.
Fantastic Four Legends. 6 inches back.
Okay.
So we get, obviously, Torch, Invisible Woman, Thing, and Mr. Fantastic all in the first wave with Mole Man, Surfer, Doctor Doom, and Namor in the green undies, which was a big request. And the Build-A-Figure is Ronan the Accuser. Now, you said...
That's a pretty badass-looking figure.
That's why I wanted to make sure that we talked about that. We can't say this is the Build-A-Figure without saying what it is. However, on the flip side, Spider-Man movie 6-inch, because every store in America has 4,000 pieces of 4-inch Spider-Man 3 product that isn't going anywhere.
I think every piece in that line stinks. I think that the Build-A-Figure is just above stink.
All right, well, let me say what it is. It's the Green Goblin, which has already been out. Dr. Octopus, which has already been out in 6-inch. Sandman, who Matt says looks pretty thin in the picture.
I think he looks emaciated in the picture.
Maybe he's a prototype. There's a big, bulky Venom.
Okay.
Which, I don't know. I don't
remember if I saw him in the movie more.
I know, like the big, bulky one. Yeah. I didn't see a big, bulky Venom. Black costume Spider-Man. Yeah. The new Goblin.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mary Jane in sort of street clothes.
Actually, instead of street clothes, it looks more like Leia in that Endor dress.
Yeah, it kind of does. But she's got disco boots on, like go-go boots. And the Build-A-Figure is Sandman being shredded apart at the end or not at the end, in the beginning when he gets created by the machine, so he's kind of all sandy and being wacko pulled apart.
I mean, it's kind
of
cool, but...
just saying.
I'm the negative one now.
Yeah. I don't understand why you're being so negative. If you want to check out these and other fine photographs, you should check out Toy Fair Magazine, issue 123.
Is that going to wrap up this news segment?
I think you're going to choke me if I don't wrap up this news segment.
Well, if you have something legitimate else that you'd like to bring to the table, I, however, have nothing else for the record.
Well, I should say that Justice Series 6 is out. It features Hawk Girl, Armored Batman, Armored Green Lantern, and the Scarecrow. They're really great figures from DC Direct. You can check them out at DCDirect.com or go to DCComics.com and then to DC Direct.
Right.
You know what else in that issue of Toy Fair?
What?
There's pictures of...
Stop it.
Some of the
stop
new...
Stop it.
The
We're taking a break. Fantastic.
There's Mattel 6
Fantastic,
inch.
Stop it. Cut it off, Fantastic.
He's out of position. So I will tell you... DC Universe Spring
Cut it
2008.
Off, man.
Aquaman has
Make
a variant.
It stop.
We were right about Firestorm. It's the white guy and the black guy, and Superman.
Welcome to the Nerd World Order.
Nerds are comic book readers, gamers, anime and manga fans, sci-fi and fantasy fans, action figure collectors, or anyone else that chooses to represent the nerd lifestyle. There has never been a clothing line for us to identify as our own, so the NWO was born.
The Nerd World Order is the clothing company for nerds, N-E-R-D-Z.
A new breed of nerds.
A breed that's in your face.
A breed that's in control.
A breed that doesn't back down.
No dumbass phrases on NWO t-shirts. No fanboy art on NWO t-shirts. Just badass designs for a new breed of nerds.
Take one brief look at the Nerd World Order slogan, Nerds Rule. You have now begun the Nerd World Order experience.
Nerd World Order clothing is all about representing who we are.
Find the Nerd World Order at nerdzrule.com.
Go to nerdsrule.com now to enter to win a free NWO t-shirt.
Nerds Rule!
We're the Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Fred Decker, director of the Monster Squad.
This is Duncan Regehr, Dracula from Monster Squad.
This is Tom Noonan, plays Frankenstein in Monster Squad.
This is Tom Woodruff, Gillman from Monster Squad.
Hey, this is Andre Gower, Sean Crenshaw from the Monster Squad.
This is Ashley Bank, Phoebe from Monster Squad.
This is Ryan Lambert, I'm Rudy from the Monster Squad, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Wolfman's got nards!
From the mouth of babes comes dynamite, the Monster Squad's gonna groove tonight. Best game jack.
Welcome back to episode 74 of Geek Stuff Galaxies. So, Big Kev, fill us in. Give us the skinny.
Okay.
How's things going with Galaxies?
Fantastic.
Okay. That's it? Just fantastic?
No, I went back on, like I said, September 1st, right. I went back on. I spent an hour online with the best customer service ever.
Right.
Customer service guy. Stay on the phone with me for like an hour.
And as much as that impresses me, what I want to know is how has your gameplay experience been?
It's really good. Okay, it's not what we're used to.
Okay.
But I think that they have heard the pleas and are starting to kind of go back more towards where we left it.
Okay.
One of the big things, as you know, is people were writing us that creature handler or I think they refer to it now as Beastmaster.
Right.
Where you too can be Mark Singer.
Of course. Who doesn't want to be Mark Singer?
If I could have two ferrets in my pocket, that would do my will.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I got what? No, it, huh?
So that being said, that was one of the catalysts, if you will, that brought me back to the galaxy far, far away. And my gameplay experience has been great.
Okay.
I went back. All my stuff was there.
Right.
My house had been folded up. You can now pack stuff in a house.
Uh-huh.
Put the house in your data pad or whatever it is. Right?
Right.
And then you can just pack it up again.
Just fold it up and move it?
Full of stuff.
Nice. That's what I like.
I mean, that's,
realism.
I know. Well, yeah. Well, that aside. But I think it's a great...
I'm just screwing
I think it's a great
it
feature.
It is a nice feature.
Though, because it was nice that all my stuff was there.
Sure.
I mean, all my stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Maybe if I decide to go back at some point in time, my stuff will be there as well.
I don't know. Are you going back? Because you're pretty skeptical about going back. I don't know. Suddenly, I'm not the negative one here, so...
No, I'm not negative. I'm just skeptical. That's
well,
all.
What if we were able to get somebody on the phone who could convince you to go back?
It would have to be someone pretty impressive.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's see if this works.
Okay.
Star Wars Galaxies.
Is this Jake Neary?
Oh, it is. How's it going? Is this Big Kev?
This is Big Kev. Also here with me is OG, my partner in crime.
Hey, Jake, OG. How's it going?
It's going great. I've just been sitting here waiting for you guys to call. It's an exciting moment to be on your event here, on your show.
Well, thank you so much, Jake. We appreciate it. Also here is our producer tonight, Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic, how are you?
Hey, Jake. I'm great.
Okay, so let's get right into it. What the hell is going on over there?
Over where? At LucasArts?
Over with Star Wars Galaxies, sir.
Star Wars Galaxies is we're in our fourth year, as you guys probably know. We're enjoying exciting game at the moment. We've got tons of people enjoying the experience, and things are going well.
That's fantastic. Let's do a little history lesson.
Sure.
So Star Wars Galaxies started out how many years ago now?
I guess they started in development, geez, probably 7 years ago, I would
seven,
say.
Right.
Launched about 4 years ago. I've been here with the company about a year and a half, and
okay.
It's been an exciting project to be associated with, for sure.
And you are the producer of Star Wars Galaxies.
I'm the producer here at LucasArts, yep, and at SOE, my counterpart is a guy named Warren Jameson, another guy who's in the mix, a really good dude as well. And we're just pushing it along and having a good time with it.
Okay, so way back in the day, me and OG were addicted to Star Wars Galaxies.
Nice. Played non-stop, sir, non-stop.
We played all the time. We played together online. And for the uninitiated, of course, if you don't know by now, since we talk about it so regularly on our show, Star Wars Galaxies is the massive multiplayer online game that takes place in the Star Wars universe. So you're familiar with, many of the planets and vehicles and the sights and the sounds and so on and so forth. And it is really, honestly, a fantastic game. My favorite...
MMORPG?
Yeah, I always forget those letters. But it's my favorite one, and it was my favorite one. And then all of a sudden, something happened. Something crazy happened. I'm wondering if you can talk to us about what some people refer to as the NGE and what we refer to as the flip. Now, I know this is a little before your time, but maybe you can give our listeners a little insight as to what happened right about then.
Well, yeah, again, I didn't have too much to do with that. I actually was
We're not blaming you, Jay.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think, at the time, the game, the guys in charge of the game were, doing the best they could. They had, a buggy experience they were trying to clean up. They had a number of professions that were very hard to balance, and I think they had to make some tough decisions. We talk about it a lot, I think, in the end. you know, Galaxies is a pioneer, one of the pioneers in the MMO genre, and I think, you know, there's no real handbook for how these games are built. I think, you know, try to do the best they can. We, you know, we've heard loud and clear that there's a number of people that were unhappy with that, and, you know, we're just moving forward, doing the best we can now, and I think we're seeing a lot of folks from that era come back into the game and really enjoy themselves. So I think, you know, for me, you know, I hear it all the time. I don't have much to say, and I know it disappoints a lot of people. I think they all look for the, you know, that I have the magic line to help their concerns, you know, for that era. But I think in the end, the game is where it is now. It's in a good place. We have a passionate community.
Right.
You know, we just finished up with a number of our community summits, and I've seen players, you know, that I met a year and a half ago,
right,
and they had frowns on their faces, and now they're standing around smiling, taking pictures with me. So I think we're doing something right currently.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because that's really, Jake, that's why we wanted to get you on the phone. That's why we wanted to get you on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because even we, particularly me, who is a very staunch critic of what happened back with the NGE, or the flip, as we refer to it, and just to give the listeners a little insight, Star Wars Galaxies featured some 38, 39 professions at that time. And when the NGE happened, they kind of condensed that down to, what was it, 9?
Yes.
9 professions. And then, which you could kind of, you know, see where they were kind of going with that. But since then, they've kind of built up a little bit more. They're kind of bringing some of the things back that some of the people were clamoring that they had missed. And for really the last couple of months, we've been getting a lot of emails because we talk about Star Wars Galaxy so much, because we talked about the fact that we missed the experience, because we kind of maybe let it slide a little off our radar when the NGE happened. But we were talking about it very heartwarmingly as if, well, not as if, but the fact that we missed it so much. So when these new things start happen, I guess our listeners who are still playing Star Wars Galaxies, and there's a lot of them, they started writing us in and they started saying, well, Kev, remember you used to be a creature handler? Well, hey, creature handler stuff is coming back. And remember, hey, OG, you said you used to do this. Well, some of that is coming back as well. So I took a very long and hard look at myself and my participation, and I decided I'm going to go back to the galaxy far, far away. And about on September 1st, I logged back on. I spent a good, I want to say, hour on the phone with technical support, which I'd like to say also, one of the best technical support systems ever.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's ever that they helped you.
Those
out.
Guys, and he stayed on the phone. I wish I could remember the young man's name. I have it written in my notes somewhere, but he stayed on the phone with me until I felt completely comfortable going back in, figuring out stuff, finding out that after not playing for as long as I played, and it was quite a while, that not only was all of my stuff relatively still there, but it was conveniently folded up in my house, which was in my data pad. So I didn't really lose any of my stuff.
Excellent.
Which was fantastic. And I found the galaxy that I had left pretty much kind of sort of pointing back in the direction that it used to be. So I came back
excellent.
And I told the listeners, all right, we got to get somebody from Star Wars Galaxies on the air because this is a revelation. So is that what, Jake, is that what's happening now? Are you guys kind of listening to, well, of course you're listening, but are you kind of starting to implement some of those things that the fans say they want back from the old days?
Well, I think in general, our attitude has always been to kind of pay attention to what the users, you know, want, what the people are saying, and it's not always easy to satisfy everybody's wants and desires at the same time. So we've really spent time, you know, prioritizing what needed to get done first before we could get to some of the bigger things like Beastmaster, which I think you mentioned, which just came out in Chapter 6. So you know, most of last year was about building the foundation to get to where we were now. We had a number of issues that we wanted to clear off the deck. We needed to get all the professions in a place where they could be differentiated. So, you know, we did that for the majority of last year. This year has been about implementing new features that everybody can enjoy once the chapter goes live. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we are, you know, probably catching up now with the queue of issues that people want fixed or made or built. You know, I think I mentioned our community summits. We're out there constantly talking to our fans, trying to understand exactly what it is they're talking about, and then, you know, going back and taking a hard look at what we can and can't do. I mean, we get, you know, for every request that we can do, of course, we get 10 that are just, you know, wow, that's really impossible. And we're just, you know, we're doing the best we can to just to stay up with what our people want. And some of that stuff, you know, is from the old days, sure, and some of that stuff is all brand new. I think we had heard for a long time people wanted Creature Handler back, and we said, no, we're not doing Creature Handler because that system sucked. We think we can do something better. And I think, you know, our lead designer, Thomas Blair, challenged himself to come up with the most complex and cool, you know, pet/beast system in any MMO, and I think that he achieved that. I think we have a system that, you know, we still know people haven't discovered all the different mutations that they can create from that system. So we're excited. We've built stuff into the game that, you know, has depth, it has legs, it's challenging our player base, it's inspiring some of the old folks to come back, you know, hats off to them for, you know, sticking with us.
Well,
or
you're
back.
Inspiring me now, Jake, because Creature Handler by far was my favorite profession in the game. So,
right, yeah, well, even, many even people
though,
said that.
Even though I came back, OG is still holding out. So,
I'm still holding out. You know, Kev keeps telling me that I need to jump back into the game, and I'm hoping that by the time we're done with this conversation today, the first thing I do when I go home is reload it up and get my character back online, because I am clamoring to play something. And I haven't found anything like Galaxies, like the experience I had playing Galaxies. So hopefully I'll feel comfortable going back to it and finding the world that I loved.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'd love to have you back. I think, you know, the one thing that makes Galaxies so unique is, sure, it's a cool game, but I think it's really about the players. You know, I think they have a really unique community of folks there. The people that are in there now, I mean, they love it. You know, they live it, and we get to meet those people and, you know, be inspired by them. I know the team, you know, from myself all the way to all the folks at SOE, and they're having a really good time right now, you know, making the game and keeping it going and, you know, putting in neat stuff and seeing the fans smile and getting the positive emails. And, you know, I think everyone's, you know, death threat, you know, quotient or whatever has gone down. You know, people seem to like us more. The whole thing is kind of a nice cycle of happiness right now, right?
Yeah, you don't
complete
want the
circle.
You don't want the death threats from guys who are playing Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah, well, those guys are all teddy bears once you meet them in person, too. It's that internet power. But, I mean, the point I'm trying to make is that I think, you know, in general, you know, people are enjoying it. So, yeah, I would encourage anybody that hasn't to check it out. You know, we have tons of trials out there. You can grab one, jump in, check it out, find some people, talk to them, see what you're missing. Because, you know, there is a player base there that's still thriving and that is still inspiring the team and is still enjoying themselves.
And we totally agree. I mean, at least I do. I'm hoping that OG is going to hop back on and try to get his feet wet again, so to speak. But I want to talk about you. You keep talking about these player summits that you're having. Where are these going on? When can some of the players that I know, when can they become a part of that? And how can they become a part of that?
Let's see, geez, I don't think we've announced our next one. We just wrapped up one at SOE Fan Fair in Las Vegas, which was, I wish we could have done this a while ago because it would have been cool to have everybody from Galaxies in Vegas because we all had a really good time out there. But basically, we keep our player base, you know, hipped to these things through the forums, right? So check the forums and you'll see when the next one is. And all you really have to do is sign up to be there. And, you know, we put you on the list and you get to come out and, you know, participate. And the summits are really fun. You know, we try to do a little presentation and then for the most part it's about talking, you know, just having an open dialogue with the players. And that's, you know, that's where it's all at, right? People just want to be heard. They want to ask questions. You know, they love some of their favorite devs, you know, guys like, you know, again, Thomas Blair is a, you know, huge star
right.
for our fans. So they just want to come and ask him questions and they can't believe that they get to talk to this, you know, the big guy. So I would recommend just check the forums on that. I don't have a firm date on our next one now, but we'll probably do something towards the end of the year, I would think.
Okay, well, our people who are listening, you guys want to make sure that you keep checking out the forums, and maybe you can be a part of the next Star Wars Galaxy's presentation fan forum, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a lot of fun, and you know, we love to see our people. Those are our people.
Right. Let's move forward a little bit.
Sure.
There's a lot of stuff that's happening, that's going to be happening with the Star Wars universe. There have been a lot of announcements. There have been a lot of things. There's a new TV show coming. There's a new cartoon coming. Everyone's talking about the Force Unleashed video game and how that's kind of going to kind of fill that gap between episodes 3 and 4. And what we want to know is any of this sort of content, sort of material, going to find its way into Galaxies?
Oh, wow, you're asking like the super secret questions right now. You know what? I would probably be drawn and quartered if I commented on those types of things, but I think that in general, we're always looking at ways to integrate cool, you know, Star Wars content into the game, so you never know.
Okay, so then other than the secrets you can't divulge to us, what can we look forward to? What are some new features that you can tell us are on the horizon that
sure.
will convince me to come back?
Right, in other words, what secrets can you tell us, Jake?
Yes, I have tons of course, okay. Sorry about that, guys. So listen, so basically with our upcoming chapter, which will be in the next month or so, we're looking to implement a couple of really cool systems. We have a collection journal that we're putting in place that will be an interface that will allow you to collect a number of objects throughout the world, things like different weapons and, perhaps things as mundane as clothing pieces, which then spawn bigger collections, which, you know, in turn open up, you know, different rewards that will help you become, you know, better, badder, cooler inside the world. That's one part of the chapter. Then we're implementing a number of what we're calling heroic encounters. These are basically instance events that you and up to 8 of your friends can journey into and take on some really cool strategic high-level challenges. We're building kind of a hub world where you will go, you know, to get together and then go on these adventures. That place will also offer you a number of rewards for successfully completing these heroic encounters.
Is this this world one of the Star Wars worlds that we're familiar with?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we don't have too much detail on where it's going to be right now, but it's a pretty exciting area that people will be familiar with, and it's going to, I think for you looking to come back, I think it's going to give, especially if you have a high level player, high level character rather, it's going to give you a new kind of challenge that maybe we haven't had in a while. That I think that we know our people are looking forward to. We polled the forums on, you know, would they or would they not like this feature? And they overwhelmingly said, yes, give us heroics. We want this. We want a group. Now that we have all our professions that are differentiated and we, you know, support each other in a group, give us the content to, you know, to utilize these new powers. So that's exactly what we've done. And we're coming down the back stretch on that content now, although we're going to, you know, be specific or be kind of, we're going to limit when it goes out just simply because we want it to be really good and really solid. So yeah, I would say within the next month or so, you'll see that stuff. If it goes a little bit longer, it's only because we're going to just, you know, polish it as long as we can.
That's excellent. And now you talked a lot about the group dynamic in Star Wars Galaxies. Does that mean that you are focusing away from the solo player?
Well, I think we always want players to be able to solo. I mean, I think we see, you know, a lot of our player base want to be able to do both types of gameplay. And so we're doing our best to support, you know, both the guy that wants to do it alone and the people that want a group. But I think in general where we've heard that, you know, we need to put a little bit of effort is in helping people have reasons to group, right? So we're constantly looking at ways to do that. And so, don't if you're a solo player, don't worry. You know, we're continuing to do, you know, passes on, you know, monster AI to make sure that we're giving you the experience that you need and that it's not too challenging or not too, you know, easy. But right now, this chapter in particular is about giving you a reason to group, giving you that encounter that you feel, you know, that you mind running over and over so that because you know the loot could possibly just put you over the enemy, you know, over the top and make you that much more of a badass. So That's chapter seven in a nutshell.
That's awesome, Jake. As we're wrapping up here, I want to just ask you a couple of things. One, if I give you my station name, what sort of prizes and gifts can I expect for promoting everyone I know to return to Star Wars Galaxies? And B, do you have any final words for our listeners about Star Wars Galaxies? Something you can say to them, you know, maybe a sentence or two or a paragraph where you can say to them, look, guys, here it is in a nutshell. You want to come back or you want to come for the first time because of this.
Okay, well, for you, as a special station gift, I will make sure that we get you the Princess Leia robe, because I think that she would look outstanding in that. And then for the players, you know, that haven't played or looking to come back, I think, you know, Galaxies offers a really unique experience set in the Star Wars galaxy, where you can, you know, pick amongst, you know, some of the coolest professions from the movies. You can go on adventure with your friends or alone. You can fly in space. You can take on stormtroopers. You can fight for, you know, either side. Excuse me. And you know, there's endless content, tons of planets, you know, an amazing amount of weaponry, armor, vehicles, everything you could ever want from, you know, the movies is pretty much in Galaxies at this point. So come check it out. We have tons of trial opportunities. If you go to StarWarsGalaxies.com, you can find you know, many ways into the game. We've got, you know, very passionate player base. Most of them are pretty willing to help you out. So if you've never played before, come in and ask somebody, and I bet you within two conversations you'll have a liaison helping you through the world. So give it a shot. It's a lot of fun. You know, we're in our fourth year. We're really proud of our players. We're really proud of the team making the game. And, you know, we'd love to have everybody come check it out. So please do. And thanks for having us on the show.
No problem, Jake. And I think you've convinced me. I think all this right. Weekend I will load the game back up and I will get Basil back online in the Starsider server and give it a crack again.
All right. Well, I'm glad that I could help that effort. You know, we like to say one customer at a time.
That's right. Jake Neary from LucasArts, thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Good luck and thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Attention Geek Stuff listeners, do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKevsGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the best geek exposure for your advertising dollar. Advertising space. No one learned from your mistakes. We let our profits go to waste. All that's left in any case is advertising space. Oh.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we're back. Wow. I don't know.
So what do you think?
I don't know.
I think you're
I mean,
gonna...
I told the man I would play.
Well, you kind of better now.
I feel like I have to at least try.
You were dumb enough to say your name.
I was. I'm giving it out. I hope to go on to Galaxies and be befriended by maybe some other Geek
well,
Stuff
look,
listeners.
Well, look, I don't want you...
We mentioned the character's name on the show before.
Exactly. So. I'm going to do it right now so that everyone is clear. If you're a fan of Big Kev's Geek Stuff... and you are either currently playing Star Wars Galaxies or you're thinking about playing Star Wars Galaxies, make sure you sign up for the Star Cider server.
Right.
And you want to look for Soup E DiGiorno.
Right.
That's SOUP-EE. DiGiorno, capital D, apostrophe, capital J-O-U-R-N-O.
Right.
That would be me, Big Kev. OG character on the Star Cider server is Basil.
That's right.
B-A-S-I-L.
And, you know, you'll see me running around with my pets, hopefully, if they're there. And parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme.
Yes.
So,
yes, that's right. So, that's the name of his pets. Fantastic.
It was a theme. I had a theme going.
Yes, it was how gay can I make my character?
Oh, hey, let me tell
all
you.
All the way.
Me, two Narglatches, a Cadu, and I don't even remember what the first, a Ronto, I think, or Dewback. No, I had a Dewback.
Uh-huh, a Dewback.
I was pretty fierce on my own.
Uh-huh.
I was pretty good.
Remember the mauls that I had?
I do remember the mauls.
Still got them.
Nice.
I tell you, I don't want to spend too much time in the wrap up saying this because we are in the wrap up.
Whoa, that's right. We really should.
But I just want to say this. Go into your data pad where your pets are.
Yeah.
Click on it and then find out what option 4 is and tell us what it is next week.
All right, I'll look into it for you.
There you go.
Is it euthanize?
No, it's not exactly euthanize.
All right, let's talk quickly about tonight's episode. Very quickly. Again, I'd like to congratulate our... congratulate.
Is option 4 congratulate?
It is not congratulate.
I would like...
Because I don't know what congratulate means.
I would like to congratulate faithful listener to Geek Stuff, Neil Breyer, for winning the Serenity 2-Disc Special Edition.
Way to go, Neil.
That will be on its way to you shortly. Quickly, we talked about Tobey Maguire potentially stepping into the Robotech suit. Will Catwoman actually be in the next Batman film? Kev doesn't like the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Wolverine begins production in November.
Wait.
Tron 2.0 may be on the horizon.
Did we talk about Wolverine?
Yeah, I said it was going into production in November, and then we segued into the Magneto movie that's going to star Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart.
I'm sorry, I missed the Wolverine. I missed the Wolverine spot.
His concentration was lost because his head was swimming in the pages of Toy Fair
magazine.
It
was swimming. Hey, don't you dare bring up Toy Fair, because if he brings up Marvel Legends, I'm throwing something at him. You cut that recording off if he starts Fantastic.
Look, I'm just saying.
You have 10 seconds,
Kevin. Check
out,
all right, ready? Count me off. Ready? Just do it really quietly. Go.
One.
You want to look at Toy Fair, issue 123. You want to check out all the great coverage they have of Hasbro's Marvel Legends, of the DC Universe stuff coming from Mattel. There's a fantastic volume of stuff in this issue. I'm very proud, very delighted to support issue 123 of Toy Fair. Definitely check it out. It has Han Solo animated mock-up by General Giant on the cover. There, 10 seconds, I'm done.
Okay.
I don't know what universe that was 10 seconds.
I don't know. It was a really long 10
seconds. You're supposed
to count
me off, but that's okay. So if it didn't happen, it's your fault.
Be sure to check out the Master Replicas Force Effects lightsaber constructible kit coming out at the end of this month. And I don't know. I had a couple other things, but that was the important stuff. What about you?
I want to make sure that everybody checks out Pop Gun, Volume 1, 400 pages of storytelling. Little stories, kind of an anthology. It's going to be $29.99. It's going to be worth the price you're going to pay because you're going to want to give this to your friends. You're going to want to read it.
Sure.
You want to pass it to people who are not necessarily comic book people and give them a little flavor of some of the stuff that's going on out there. It's coming from Image Comics. Has a lot of people involved in it.
And once you've converted them, then pass them along to this show.
Exactly. That would be the second phase. Phase 2 of their geek initiation. If you will. You can also check out Scott Beatty's DC Action Figure Archive hardcover, 200 pages, 600 pictures, the most comprehensive history of DC action figures ever produced. I can't wait to get a hold of that one.
Okay. What else you got?
I don't know. What else
you got? I'm done. I got out what I had to get out.
Well,
I could plug the show.
Well, in that case,
all right, you
let
can check us out
you.
Online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Marvel Legends.
Or at MySpace.com/BigKevsGeekStuff. You can subscribe to us in the iTunes Music Store. If you do, please leave us a review. And don't forget to check out the website for some new content, including my daily blog, where I'm throwing out some stuff that may or may not make the show necessarily.
Picture
something else for you to
garage.
Check out and read. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of
Quinn.
Geek Stuff, episode 74, Black Galaxies. Man. I'm OG.
Red.
That rambling fool is Big Kev. And fantastic. Any final words for us tonight?
Oh, really? So you're going to let him have a final word instead of a little stupid one-liner like you said last week? Well, fantastic.
If you live in an RV, you can park it in the parking lot of Walmart and live there. They don't kick you out.
And on that note, we cue the music.